Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a weekly message from Jesus. I hope you've been listening to our shows over Easter. We had some incredible shows to listen to. We had messages from Mary Magdalene, Jesus, St. Paul, St. Peter. We tried to bring you the entire picture of Easter, and I think we succeeded. All of them are up on our YouTube channel. You can see them all on Podbean. It was an incredible weekend for us, and we tried to do the best we could for our Lord. He's here. He's waiting to speak to us. So let us begin. Hello, everyone. Yes, it was an incredible weekend for Barry and Connie. They spoke with many of the people closest to me during my time of passing and my time of resurrection. It was an incredible weekend for him. On the weekend that I passed, it was a very difficult time for me, but I knew what was coming. I knew exactly what was going to take place after my death. I knew that I would resurrect, I knew that I would return, and I knew that I would be able to give my messages to my followers and that they would follow my instructions. You see, I knew all of these things, well, because I am God, so I should know these things. I knew the humanity would have problems listening to my messages. That hasn't changed. For 2,000 years, people have listened to them. Some have chosen to follow them word for word. Some have chosen just to simply live good lives and do what I would like them to do. All of them wound up in the same place. They wound up in my heaven. My heaven is an incredible place. And all souls go there. When they arrive, they find whether they have karma to pay, how they've lived their lives, they're judged. If you have done things in the past, put them behind you. Just simply follow my words into the future. Help others, do all that you can. Speak to the young. They're the key to the future. How you teach the generations, that's how the leadership will handle the world. If you think about it, it's a pretty simple relationship. But you know one thing? It all revolves around love. If you love your children and teach them well, then they will love others and hopefully do the same. Everybody has free will. They have a choice to love or a choice not to love. You all make that choice every day. Now, I'm not saying the words turn the other cheek. I want you to protect yourselves, and I want you to live good lives. When people take advantage of you, don't show anger and hatred towards them. Walk away from them. They need to live their lives and you need to live yours. You see, people that have evil in their hearts influence many others. Everyone enters life with love in their hearts. They learn. The newborn baby does not know anything. The parents teach them love. Every time that you watch a mother and child, you understand that that relationship lays the foundation for love for that baby. The mother generally continues to show that deep love for a child. That deep love that you see in a mother is an incredible example for all of you. But I want you to take note that you not only see that in humans, you see it in all animals. You see, all animals, they love their babies. The bear in the woods, don't ever get between it and its baby, or you will find out what hurt really is. So you see, there are trends that go from humans throughout all living species. And love is one of them. A mother's love is undeniable. Now it can change. The mother can be affected terribly by things. The mother can become addicted to drugs. And those drugs can even become more important than that beautiful little baby that she's holding. You see, evil is out there trying to creep into every life. Evil's all around you. You cannot miss it. If you step outside of your door, turn on your television set, you will be surrounded by evil. But you are the one that must make the choice. You can choose that evil or you can choose love. I would hope that after listening to my words, listening to your mother's words, listening to all those that have shown love toward you, that you choose to love rather than show anger and hatred. Many people are carried away with themselves. They love themselves so much that it affects others, and it can become a sickness. Some people think they're God. I assure them that they're not. Some people think that anything they say is true, but that is not true. There's only really one great truth, and that is that God loves everyone. That is the great truth. God loves everyone, and he wants everyone to love. It's very simple. Actually, you find that it's much more difficult to show hatred than it is to show love. Love is the natural capacity of humans. Hatred isn't. Hatred is acquired. You see, I can prove that because evil and hatred is never in a life plan. My angels and guides would never send you back with the intention of hating someone. Now they do have access to the future so that they will send back people to offset hatred and to attempt to bring more love into the world. I often say that many things never change, and sadly, the trends of human towards evil and hatred is one of them. I do not understand, I truly do not understand why individuals would ever want to choose evil over love. Yes, I truly understand that often evil helps promote great wealth. Evil can influence. Wealth influences others. People want to obtain wealth. They want to live what they consider a higher standard of living. But you see, that standard of living is not what's important. What's important is how you're judged when you return to heaven. I have nothing against wealth. I want you to be comfortable. I want you to be happy. Wealth is something that should allow you to reach more people and to help others. That's the true purpose of it. The true purpose of wealth is not to see how many yachts you can own. Wealth makes you comfortable and takes worries of everyday life away from you. And in turn, that should allow you to spend more time helping others. to some that time is best spent trying to make more wealth. The question becomes how much wealth is necessary to live a decent life. I think if you analyze everything, that you would find that it's really not that much. There are many people that live in poverty that help others and are some of the happiest you will ever see. Mother Teresa is an example. She lived in poverty. She was born of wealth. But she lived in poverty and helped others, and her name will be remembered for many, many years to come. Many people go out and make great wealth, and in 5 years, nobody remembers them because they did nothing to help others. Personal greed is a great destroyer. Personal greed without helping others will lead to nobody thinking well of you. Now, there's many people out there that would hear those words and say, I don't care what other people think of me. Well, that's your private, that's your free will. You can say that. But wouldn't you rather be remembered for all of the great things that you did? Mother Teresa didn't have great wealth, but she's remembered for the great things that she did. She wasn't perfect, but she tried every day of her life to serve me. Some days, she was in poverty so deep, she actually doubted whether I exist. But then she understood. She felt the great love that I had for her and the great guidance that we were trying to give her. And she continued up until the day that she passed to do what she could for others. Here is this little woman with incredible love for others. Size means nothing. Love means everything. You may wish that it was easier for you to love. It can be. You remove the hatred from your heart, and that space is filled with love. You do something for somebody else, and they say thank you. And then you feel happiness you've never felt before. I know, as I watch, Barry does affect other people. He will get emails from around the world that say that he's changed people's lives. And I know that he feels great love when he reads those messages. Think about putting yourself in his place. Can you figure out ways to help others that change people's lives? Now, we've given him special talents to do it, so sometimes it's easy for him and sometimes it's incredibly difficult because human will and evil fights him every day of his life. But all of you out there only have to make up your minds to do what you would like others to do to you. That's how easy it is. Love can be very simple or it can be very complicated. Many people will never know that feeling, even though they have the greatest wealth in the world. They may think that they do, but until they spend a great percentage of that wealth helping others, they will never truly understand what it is to save and to help other people live worthwhile lives. Evil does not ever want you to feel that great emotion of love, because that emotion will change your life once you feel it and understand it. Love makes it so easy to do things that you never thought capable of doing. I know the many of you out there listen to me each week and try to pass on my words. There are many of you that truly follow my words and help others every day of their lives. The question becomes, how do you reach more people to follow my words? Many have failed for thousands of years because evil is so strong. Many of people do not want to have me in their lives. I don't know why. You see, I don't compete with anything in their lives. I want their lives to be, shall we say, what we would like them to be. The simple concept of helping others, the simple concept of not doing anything you do not want done to you, that automatically brings love into your life. When you hold a door for an elderly person coming into a restaurant, and that person says, "Thank you very much. I truly appreciate it." Don't you feel better than if you had slammed that door in that person's face and they'd been hurt? You see, I gave each human a conscience. I thought that the conscience would outweigh their decisions to follow evil. Sadly, there are people without a conscience, and they are going to go down their path of hurting others. Many people out there do not know what path to choose. Whenever there is a choice of path, follow love. Ask yourself, what can I do to help others on that path? If you find that you will not be able to help anyone following that path, then don't do it. Let your conscience be your guide, because you see that conscience is often being affected by my angels and my guides. That is how we reach humans in many instances. You feel guilt. Guilt can be a very dangerous thing, or it can be a good thing. Guilt can lead you down the path of love because you haven't been doing it. You wonder why this emptiness is in your life. You wonder why you cannot accomplish things. You wonder why people tend not to associate with you. Go into the bathroom and look into the mirror. All the answers are right in front of you. When you look in that mirror, there are no excuses. What you see is what you've made. What you see is what you get. Love can change everything in your life. Hatred also can change everything in your life for the bad. There is good and bad everywhere. Pursue the good. If you pursue the good, then good will pursue you. It's a very, very easy concept. You see, love is the foundation. You need a strong foundation. Receive love and give love, and that foundation will be all that you will need to live a successful and happy life. Sometimes I know you think I oversimplify things, but try my advice. Just simply try it and see how you feel. You may be very surprised. I hope that you go back and listen to all the shows that Barry did over Easter. Some of the information you've never heard before and what was the truth. So thank you very much. I thank you so much for allowing me to come through. Please tell your friends about me. We need to have more and more people listen to my words so that there are more and more happy people. So goodbye, and we will return again next week. I bless all of you. Have a wonderful and blessed week. Goodbye. Another interesting message. He does it every week. We've been doing this now for a long time, and he still brings variety to every message. Go out and show love. I think you'll feel much better for it. And he guarantees it. So goodbye. We'll be back again next Wednesday. Sunday mornings, we also do a Sunday sermon. It's very interesting. The Holy Spirit's come through and they speak. And you can join us on Friday for Hello Heaven. We do all we can to bring you information about God and the other side. Join our shows, tell others, and thank you very much.